This Living Traditions moment is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. Not many people know that during the half-century preceding World War II, the small community of Tryon was a mecca for a progressive group of artists and northern intellectuals. Between 1892 and 1942, it's estimated that 70 artists lived and worked in the Tryon art colony year-round or seasonally. Most made their living selling their work in major cities, but the Tryon community offered a stimulating fellowship, an authentic creative atmosphere, and a comfortable climate away from the urban din. There wasn't a unifying theme to their work. They represented the era's diverse styles and movements of American modern art, and they were mature in their own creative expression as painters, sculptors, photographers, and woodcarvers. Most of the artists were well-connected to leading intellectual circles and art institutions in northern cities. For example, the son of poet Ralph Waldo Emerson, Edward Emerson, was an art instructor at Boston Museum School and was in residence in Tryon. Others came from Hartford, New York, Philadelphia, and Chicago, as well as Europe and even Guatemala. But a handful were also from Tryon and other parts of North Carolina in the South. Of distinct significance is the fact that nearly half of the artists were women. Take, for example, Amelia Watson. She was a skilled watercolorist and art teacher at Martha's Vineyard Summer School, and she was the first professional artist to work in Tryon, where she lived for nearly 40 years. And she was the first to start attracting other artists to the area. The Tryon art colony encouraged the accomplishments of these women in an era when female artists rarely received serious recognition. The colony's significance in American history is gradually coming to life, but the spirit of creativity thrives in Tryon today. Artists, students, visitors, and collectors explore contemporary art and heritage craft through Tryon Arts and Crafts programs and numerous galleries and studios. This Living Traditions moment is a production of the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, preserving and celebrating the culture of our North Carolina mountains and foothills.